President John Mahama, in his State of the Nation address yesterday, was confident that the water crisis in some parts of Accra will be a thing of the past by the close of this year. This assurance from the president has been lauded by many, especially residents who are most affected. On the other hand, others have doubts about the assurance, claiming that it is a political talk. The president mentioned Madina, Adenta, Hacho, Abokubi and surrounding areas. Radio Ghana has been engaging some MPs in these communities on the president's statement on the provision of water. First, the president on the assurance on ending the water crisis.
Between this year and 2015, the total water supply to the Greater Accra metropolitan area will increase to 158.3 million gallons of water per day. This will be enough, I said this will be enough, to tackle the water demand in the area by the end of 2015. This will end the water starvation in the northern part of the capital city. So those of you, end of this year, those of you who live in Adenta, Hacho, East Legon, Agbogba, Madina, Abokubi, will all receive water.
The MP for Abokubi, Madina, Alhaji Amadu Sorogo, welcomed the president's promise in solving the water crisis in his constituency. According to him, the Dodua Water Project is about 80% complete. He spoke to Ritam Pabin Tete.
Yes, I have always been told by the technical committee. I have followed them. I have worked with them in tandem. We've done all that we can. I've assured my constituents about the availability of water by the end of this year. But if such an assurance is coming from no less a person than His Excellency, the President of the Republic of Ghana, it goes to affirm, to confirm, and to reinforce the point that yes, we'll be having water.
Ahadi Sorogo, indeed, you are happy about the President's assurance. But can you tell us what is really going on as far as preparations towards the flow of water through residents are concerned? Because we want to know what is happening on the ground, what has been done, how far has work gone and all that.
You know, along that stretch, that is from Dodowa through Oyibi to Adenta to Madina, coming to Legon, and those areas, Abelengwe, are all being served from the Kong Water Project. That work is intended to add 40 million gallons per completely new water project, and so we kept on reporting year in, year out, until now when the assurances have been given that yes, work is about 80% complete, and that by the end of this year, the pumping station which is now being built would have been completed, testing would have been done, and then water would start flowing in the pipes. What that tells us is that as people, we need to quickly start preparing, because I can assure you, madam, that a lot of the pipes are not functioning. For the last 10, 15, 20 years, water has not flown through the pipes of some of my constituents.
Alhaji, if I heard you correctly, you said the project is now about 30% complete. Does this percentage, I mean, warrant an assurance from the president?
I say 80%, more than 80%, in fact, 85% complete. The pipelines have all been laid, everything is done.
Since former President Rawlings' time through to Kufuor to late President Mills and now to John Mahama, we've heard over and over again that the water situation in those areas will be a thing of the past. Don't you think this assurance can be described as one of the rhetoric?
If a president comes and he assures you in the very beginning of his second term, knowing very well that he has about 3 years ahead, it is not going to be taken lightly. I have firm conviction, because this is a project that I have followed throughout, and so I am quite confident. It's not something that is being promised out of the blue. It is work which has been done and measured, and I know for sure that yes, it will be delivered. I am comfortable with the promise, and I know it will come to pass.
Another community that falls under the water crisis bracket is Adenta. For many years, residents have been denied access to constant flow of potable water. The MP for Adenta, Shimo, is optimistic that the water crisis in his constituency will be tackled head-on. He asked government agencies to play their watchdog roles effectively to ensure equity in water supply.
Assurance is a very welcoming news. We've told the people of Adenta and its barons that 2015, water will flow through the various types of residents of Adenta. And I think it was just re-echoing. The president was re-emphasizing the promises and the work being done. Work is far advanced. He even forgot to tell the good people of Adenta that hopefully by the last quarter of this year we'll start the test pump of that millions of water for our tap. So it's a welcoming news. And we know that under the leadership of His Excellency John Dramani Mahama and my leadership as a member of parliament, this is a good venture.
Critics have argued that this is one of the political talks that we've heard over and over again. What do you have to say to this?
We did not start experiencing an underwater issue under the tenure of its president Atamos, neither His Excellency John Dramani Mahama. The water situation has been there over decades. And I personally have been on site. I've done my old soil tour, and the work is about 80 to 85% completed. So we know that this time it's going to be a political talk.
How can this measure be sustained? Because those who have lived in Adenta for so many years have complained bitterly that sometimes, even when the water flows, there are some agents and other contractors who try to tamper with the machine that pumps the water into the polytanks of the residents. How are you going to ensure that measures will be put in place to prevent these agents from preventing water to flow? Because some of them want to make money out of the water that they sell to residents in Adenta.
There are some problems that we really put at the doorstep of government, whether past or present government. It has to do with governmental agencies and departments. These are managed. We have institutions that manage water in the country.
You heard the MP for Adenta Ashimo talking to Ritampa Bintete.